Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 23rd of March. The Value of the Life of a Slave. The prophet Zechariah said to the people in his day, "If it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain." The people responded by giving 30 pieces of silver to the prophet. This value was a reproach upon the Lord. It demonstrated that the people spurned his love and care toward them as their shepherd king. The Lord then said to Zechariah concerning the money, "Throw it to the potter, that princely price they set on me." We know that this prophecy was fulfilled when Judas threw the 30 pieces of silver into the temple, and the priests used the money to buy a potter's field. Jesus did die as a slave, but not as a slave of sin. He died as the willing and obedient slave of the Father. Jesus Christ is Yahweh the Son. In the fellowship of the everlasting covenant, he emptied himself to become the Father's son and slave for the purpose of revealing the Father and accomplishing his will for mankind. As the Son of Man, he then humbled himself and was obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. His slavehood revealed his kingship. As Jesus Christ descended to the lowest parts of the earth in obedience to the Father, he conquered all of his enemies and redeemed us from our slavery to sin and death. The key point is that the prophet Hosea redeemed his wife with the equivalent of 30 shekels of silver because it was the value of the life of a slave. From the perspective of the Jewish Sanhedrin, the 30 shekels of silver was the miserly value that they placed upon the life of Christ as a slave. However, at the same time, Christ's death as the slave of the Father was the great value that he placed upon the redemption of his bride, the Church. Jesus Christ redeemed the church by laying down his own life, not with 30 shekels of silver. The references used in today's devotions are Zechariah chapter 11 verses 12 and 13, Matthew chapter 27 verses 5 to 10, Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25, and 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 17 to 19. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 1